Antoinette,
Blog
your co-host.
Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Ron Rex Show. This is Antoinette, your co-host. And Ron and I are happy to have all of y'all with us. And we're hoping that Ron will be with us later on. I did speak to him today. So he did tell me that he would be with us. So hopefully we will not have to wait too long for him. So I hope that everyone had a good day. This was a busy day, if you've seen everything that has been going on. You know, is another shooting this time. A teacher gets killed in Massachusetts. And they say that a 14-year-old student did it. And the student just moved up into Massachusetts from Tennessee. And he's been there since the beginning of the school year. So it's something that's twice this week we've had something with schools and, you know, people being killed. And this 14-year-old child they're going to hold as an adult. So there's several things to talk about. So, but tonight, it's you bring the topic. We'll discuss whatever you would like to talk about. Okay, that was James Brown, Funky President. So I hope that you enjoyed that and you were able to hear it.
Because he's been waiting all night for this moment just to play.
Okay, that was Payday Monsanto, You Can Blame It on the Government, which is a song that I particularly love. Okay, and we're still looking for and waiting for Ron Reck. I tell you, we're going to have to put out an APB. I think that's what it's called, on Mr. Reck. since we seem to have so many problems with keeping up with him. But I did talk to him today, and he did tell me that he was going to be here. So we are hoping that he will make his way here soon.
Thank you.
Okay, that was the Honey Drippers, excuse me, Impeach the President. And I know, of course, no one here feels that way, that everyone here is just excited about everything that our president and the present government is doing.
Love your mother, trust your brother, have faith in one another.
Okay, that was Bicentennial by the Ohio Players. And tomorrow night, we have a special guest who is truly, truly a special person.
In March of 1973, we wrote the Watergate Blues, and some 17 months later, then-President Nixon resigned. But the story didn't end there, and so we didn't stop there. We have prepared a sequel, and it's called We Beg Your Pardon, America. We beg your pardon because the pardon you gave this time was not yours to give. Call it due process, and some people are overdue. We beg your pardon, America. Somebody said, brother man gonna break a window, gonna steal a hubcap, gonna smoke a joint, brother man gonna go to jail. The man who tried to steal America is not in jail. Get caught with a nickel bag, brother man. Get caught with a nickel bag, sister lady, on your way to get your hair fixed. You'll do Big Ben. And Big Ben is time, but a man who tried to fix America will not do time. Said they're going to slap his wrist, going to retire him with $850,000, and America was shocked. America leads the world in shocks. Unfortunately, America does not lead the world in deciphering the cause of shock. $850,000, they said, and the people protested, so they said, all right, we'll give him $200,000. Everybody said, okay, that's better. I'd like to retire with $200,000 someday. San Quentin, not San Clemente. Do not pass go. Go directly to jail. Do not collect $200,000. We beg your pardon, America. We beg your pardon because somehow the pardon did not sit correctly. What were the causes for this pardon? Well, now they had flea biters. Rats bite us, no pardon in the ghetto. They had national security. But do you feel secure with a man who tried to steal America back on the streets again? What are the results of this pardon, though? Because remember, when there's causes, there's results. And the results is always deeper still. We now have Oatmeal Man. Anytime you find someone in the middle, anytime you find someone who is tepid, anytime you find someone who is lukewarm, anytime you find someone who has been in Congress for 25 years and no one ever heard of him, you've got Oatmeal Man. Oatmeal Man straddling uncomfortably yards and feet of barbed wire. It's hard to live in the middle all the time. Oatmeal Man, the man who said you could fit all of his black friends in the trunk of his car and still have room for the Republican elephant. Oatmeal Man. But there was no crime committed. Oatmeal Man says that America, in 1975, your president will be a 1913 Ford. Progressive. Circle up the wagons to defend yourself from nuclear attack. Oatmeal Man. Reminiscent of 1964's AUH2O Goldwater. Thank God he didn't win. But Oatmeal Man didn't win. Did you vote for him? I didn't vote for him. But that's the first result. And the second would be the Dread Rockefeller. Doubtlessly being promoted for the job he did at Attica. 43 dead and millions of Americans once again in shock. obviously being promoted for the job he did on the streets of New York City, where the pushers sell the drugs that the government allows in the country, and then they do time. They do life and death, or life and death behind bars, while William Saxby says he's going to dismiss the Lloyd and Furlough program. And Brother Richard X of Buffalo, New York, faces 1,365, did he say, 1,365 years behind bars for participating in Attica. And Rockefeller faces being the vice president of this country, and all is calm and quiet along the white sands at San Clemente. We beg your pardon, America. We beg your pardon once again. Because we found out that 7 out of every 10 black men behind jail, and most of the men behind jail are black. 7 out of every 10 black men never went to the ninth grade, didn't have $50 and hadn't had $100 for a month when they went to jail. So the poor and the ignorant go to jail while the rich go to San Clemente. We beg your pardon, America, because we understand now much more deeply than we understood before. But we don't want to take the pardon back. We want to issue some more. Pardon Brother Frank Willis, the Watergate security guard. He was only doing his job. Pardon H. Rap Brown. It was only burglary. Pardon Robert Vesco. It was only embezzlement. Pardon Charles Manson. It was only mass murder. And pardon us while we get sick. Because they pardoned William Kelly, 22 dead, and America in shock. And we understand all the more deeply, and we beg your pardon, as unemployment spirals towards 7%, and it seems like 70% in my neighborhood, as unemployment spirals and as we watch cattlemen on TV shoot cows in the head and kick them in the graves while millions are starving in the Sahel, in the Honduras, and maybe even next door, we understand all the more deeply as Boston becomes Birmingham, becomes Little Rock, becomes Selma, becomes Philadelphia, Mississippi, becomes yesterday all over again. We understand, and we beg your pardon. We beg your pardon, America, because we have an understanding of karma. What goes around comes around. And we beg your pardon for all of the lives and all of the people who've been ruined, and who look forward to next year because they cannot stand to look at this one. We beg your pardon, America, because the pardon you gave this time was not yours to give. Thank you very much.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not Get up. Go to your windows. Open them and stick your head out and yell. I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Things have got to change.
Hello,
You've got to get mad.
I know
what's going to happen. I'm not going to take this anymore. Then we'll figure out what to do about the depression and the inflation and the oil crisis. But first, get up out of your chair, open the window, stick your head out and yell, and say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Who are you talking to, honey? Are they yelling at Atlanta?
Are they yelling at Atlanta, Ted?
But first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
They're yelling in Baton Rouge.
God damn it. Get up, get up, get up out of your chair.
Son of a bitch! We struck the mother load!
Stick your head out of the window, open it, and stick your head out and keep yelling and yell, I'm as mad as hell, I'm not going to take this anymore. Just get up from your chairs right now. Go to
what
the window.
What are you doing?
Everybody get out the window. Open it and stick your head out and yell and keep yelling.
Okay, thank you for coming to the Ron Breck Show. And the reason why I played that clip is that tomorrow we are having Dr. Carly. And she's going to teach us about the vaccinations. And yes, she is a real doctor, a MD, not a BTR doctor. And she will be on tomorrow night to tell us about the medical industry. So I thought that, you know, if you listen to I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore, then when you hear the things that she has to talk about and questions that you want to ask her, you know, as she talks, that you would truly see why you will be mad as hell and you're not going to take it anymore. And I put the link to that YouTube video in the chat room for you. And 313, your line is open.
Well, good evening, family. This is Adwa.
Good evening.
Adwa.
How are you? How are you?
Good, I'm good.
Good.
How are you?
Did you hear, tomorrow we're having Dr. Carly. She is a MD.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I'm so excited. You know, no one knows just how I'm looking forward to her coming. Are you in the chat room?
No, I'm not.
Okay, her website is drcarly.com, and she does not heal people, but she can also tell you how to reverse diseases from vaccinations and everything else.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, she's a very exciting lady. She got her medical degree in New York. So, you know, I think that You know, for anyone that truly wants to know what's going on in the medical world and, you know, things that are going on that we don't know about the vaccinations and about the food and the chemtrails, excuse me, that you will really look forward to listening to this lady.
All right.
You will see why I'm just so excited. I'm just so excited.
Is she still in the medical field? Traditional
medical?
Well,
now she's exposing them. So.
Okay. That should be interesting.
Yes, and I think what pushed her really was that her own son was vaccinated and became autistic.
Is that right?
And, you know, so
I had my children at home with the midwife, and I never had my boys vaccinated, and they're perfectly fine. It's not something you have to do, especially when mothers breastfeed. The immune system that the mother has is given to the child, and it functions for them until they reach adolescence and their immune system has developed. So we don't have to, you know, submit ourselves and our children to all these vaccinations.
That's true, because you can medically opt out. But unfortunately, I didn't know these things when I had my children.
Mm-hmm.
So my children were vaccinated. Now, I do try to tell my daughter-in-laws when it comes to my grandchildren, stop vaccinating them.
Yeah. And then we have to know what we can do to step around it. Like, well, I don't know if things have changed today, but when my boys went to school, you could waive the immunization,
yes,
you know, because of religious reasons. And
yes,
they didn't bother you. And if there was an outbreak in the school, they would let your children know or let my children know that they couldn't come to school, which is perfectly fine, you know.
Yes. Yes, it is.
But, you know, that we just have to know how to get around these things. But with this new Obamacare, man, I don't know.
Oh, boy, and that, you know, I hate to see this even come to pass. I truly, truly do.
Because, you know, everybody needs health care.
Yes.
And, you know, the first thing you say, well, of course, we need health care. But
yes,
when you get into the details of this program, you see that it's much more than what it has been given to us. And who can afford it? I can't afford to purchase health insurance myself right now. So
yeah,
for what they're talking about, this deductible, you might have a $500 payment.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
For individual, one person, you know?
Yes. From the chat room, from Flycatch, he has Obamacare is all for control and not medical care. And I agree with you, Fly.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, too.
I truly agree with you. And to put these poisons in your system to make sure that your children are vaccinated, that, you know, they start vaccinating you for, you know, the flu and all this other junk that they want to put in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Where you no longer have control over yourself, where they have control over you. So
yeah,
they're just going to make us their human guinea pigs. But who was it that said that if they could come back, they would come back as a virus so that they can kill off people. Does anyone remember who that was? I'm thinking
no.
that it was Kissinger,
oh,
but
yeah.
I'm not really sure. Or maybe a Roosevelt or something, but it was, you know, but also, you know, we know from the Agenda 21 map that, you know, there's so many people that they're planning on killing off and, you know, doing everything. And Flycatch said their government website is constructed to gather all your personal information first and the medical plan second. Oh, thank you, Flycatch. I haven't checked. I haven't even been there.
No, I haven't either.
I just didn't like the
fact that it's a mandatory thing. You know, how
yes.
mandatory? I don't have no faith in any insurance. You know,
no.
I prefer to just, you know, I'm the doctor. I heal myself.
How about
you know?
Yes, we have another call. I'm going to bring in. 813, your line is open.
Greetings, Antoinette and Sister Ottawa and everybody in the house.
Greetings, how are
Hello,
you?
Hello, Sister Gomez.
Hey, you've been missing in action. I've been thinking about you.
Yeah, I've been trying to get through these midterms.
I hear you. Well, I don't want to interrupt the dialogue. I'll just listen. I just got in.
You know, we were discussing Obamacare. Well, what is that correctly? The affordable.
I said Obama scare.
Yes, you did. And that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And Ron is supposed to be joining us tonight.
Oh.
I talked to him earlier, like a half an hour before the show. Fly said Consumer Reports has warned its subscribers to avoid the ACA entirely. Well, I agree with them completely. Thank you, Fly. Let me see if I can get the link for that. Thank you very much.
He said to avoid the ACA?
Yeah, the Affordable Care
Act.
Right.
Act, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, consumer affairs is usually pretty good when it comes to things that you purchase.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that there's a lot of people that are excited about it. And, of course, I know it's a lot of people that are not. So I personally am not one that is excited about it.
I've been wanting my family to stay away. It's
yeah.
too much unknown and, you know, it's too much controversy right now as far as I'm concerned. And I don't trust
yeah.
where it's coming from.
No, I don't either.
You say you don't trust what?
Where it's coming from. You know, the corporations
oh, yeah.
and the pharmaceutical companies, the one wrote up the bill, and
sure.
the government, so-called in government, you know, is all in bed with them. So they haven't shown us any other actions to show that they care about our health. So, I mean, they're spraying this in the air. They're putting fluoride
mm-hmm.
in the water. They got GMO in the food, and they care about a health care act? I don't think so.
I don't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, how about it?
That's a good point.
So, yes. And thank you, Fly. I did find an article that was referencing what you were talking about. I'm going to put the link in the chat room for y'all. One second. But this is from Reuters. And more Democrats voice Obamacare concerns as website blame goes around.
Well, I tell you one thing. If you want to really hear about the Affordable Care Act and the Obama scare, go to LaRouche
mm-hmm.
Pack.
Okay. LaRouche Peck?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He said, I don't know if you remember this, but this has been a year or so ago when, maybe even more, when they were first discussing this health care thing. They said that this is exactly the same plan or very similar that Hitler had. They called it the T4 plan. And remember when they had the Nuremberg trials and some of them doctors got hung?
That's right.
That's right. This is the same program they had in Nazi Germany under Hitler called the T4 plan. Yes, ma'am. Go on the LaRouche Peck website, read the articles and things. They're breaking it down about what this is all about.
Yes, and I have that. Let me put that site in here for y'all.
But, you know, once again, it comes down to us. Are we going to submit our will?
That's a very good...
I mean, what can this Affordable Care Act, I mean, what kind of power can it have if it doesn't have any people registering?
Well, the thing that's scaring up most people is the threat of, you know, the IRS taking your money out of your, well, so-called quote money, the fiat currency away from you. And, you know, even there's some language in there to tell you can get put in jail. That's what they say, but I think people have to resist it. That's all I know. You're right, Ottawa. It's up to us.
Yes.
I mean, they can't arrest all 300 and some million of us, right? And as far as I'm concerned, those who think it's wonderful, those who want it, who am I to say they shouldn't have it? That's their business, right? But for that to be imposed on other people, my goodness, if you don't have control of your own body and your own choices of what you want, see, the next thing they're going to do is start enforcing vaccinations. That's what they're going to do, or try to.
Yeah.
If they can make it for the children. Well, it's not mandatory for children. People have been lied to and led to believe that it is. There's no law that children have to get vaccinations. That's a lie.
Well, they're in schools and for schools.
No, there's no law that says
you use the medical exempt.
But that's not the point.
Stuff like
effect.
But the point is, there's no law that says forces your children to have to get vaccinations. That's a common myth, and people just go along with it. And been doing it for generations.
Yes, and that is true. That is true.
You know, they always putting fear on us. You know,
they have us
jumping constantly, being stimulated by the fear. You know,
fear
so
and
we
disinformation.
Get vaccinations, thinking that it's helping our children, but what they're doing, they're actually putting the germ in your body.
Yeah, and
right.
They say
the in your body.
They say when you get to be 60 years old, the mercury comes out through your bones.
Yeah.
From them vaccinations.
Yes. Fly said, read Mencamp, KAMP, if you want to understand where Obama is coming from. Fly, would you like to call in and elaborate on that? Are you Ray? But the LaRouche link that I put in is from his show, and it is an hour long. Fly said in California it is mandatory by state law that all children in grade school will be vaccinated. Now, Fly, my grandchildren... It's been a long time since my children were in school. Okay, thank you, Ray. But I do believe in Delaware it's the same way that they have. I do know from when my daughter was in school that they have to be vaccinated. You have to bring in the vaccination papers and things like that from the doctor where it's charted all their vaccinations and, you know, the children can be put out of school for it because I think when they were doing the Hep B, they kept reminding my daughter that she needed to be vaccinated for that. And then I already knew what was going on, and I was like, no, 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 no.
But Antoinette, no disrespect. What I said was there's no law that says your children have to be vaccinated. but they have perpetuated the idea that you must have your children vaccinated, and people have gone along with it, and they tell you, you got to get a paper from the doctor, you got to get an exemption, you got to do this, and all of it is lies. There is no law.
Yeah.
That's the same when they want to give you shots when you're traveling.
That's
you
right.
You don't have to have those shots.
That's right.
I went to Africa. I didn't have a one.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Mm. Well, I don't know. And then that new vaccine, well, it's not new now, but for the cancer for girls, which I think now they started giving it to the boys too. I forget
Gardasil or something like that.
Yeah. G-A-U D-S-I-L D-S-I-L something like that.
That's for that that
cervical
virus,
cancer.
They said it has
HPV.
HPV, right.
Yeah, which will cause you to have cervical cancer. So I said, so, okay.
I also heard when Alex Jones was covering it that it increases your possibility of getting breast cancer in girls.
The vaccination?
No, the Gardasil thing.
Oh, okay.
Well, now they're making the boys get it, too. Or they're suggesting that the boys also be vaccinated against it. I guess so that they don't pass it or whatever.
Don't pass what?
The virus to another female.
What virus? The Gardasil don't have anything to do with any virus, does it?
The HPV.
Yeah, the HPV.
Oh, okay. Something they didn't create it in CDC.
Well, that's supposed to cause cancer. But cervical cancer. But I remember when I was younger.
And the lubricant that's on the condoms, they claim the same thing.
I heard that.
Yeah. And also, I know I heard Dick Gregory say, and I made my daughter do a report on it, that in condoms, the HIV virus is in there. So
the condom.
I had her go and do the research and write a paper. And she did. I wish I still had that paper. You know, where she found out what the ingredient was and the brand that was marketing it was Trojan.
Mm.
And I said, you notice you always see a lot of commercials for Trojan rubbers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, condoms, excuse me, y'all.
Same thing.
But, you know, I just said, you know, that's really interesting. So, you know, when you see all the ways that they're pushing these diseases and everything on you, that, you know, okay, if you don't get it naturally, you don't get it from the vaccinations that you got from when you were a child, then you're going to get, you know, they're determined you're going to get something.
Because they watch your behavior, and then they can do what they want with products that is associated to the behavior.
Yes.
And market, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And to the age group. So, Sister Argonia, today on Mr. Talk, y'all did that show on masturbation.
Mm-hmm.
So
today,
when you think about the yes.
Yeah, that was today, Ottawa, at 3 p.m.
I know. I missed it. I was at work. My goodness.
And what were you going to say about it?
Archive. Pardon me.
What were you saying about it in connection to the?
Okay, well, when you think about what they're putting in the condoms, maybe it's better if people do masturbate if they feel that need.
I guess maybe it is.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, because if you go and get tested, what are they, you know, are they putting something in you then with the needles? I mean, I don't know.
Me either. It's kind of
I just away from them places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah, me too. And abstinence works well. But, you know, people are, you know, live their lives according to how they choose to live it, and it's not up to me to tell anyone how to live their life.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I will say this. Abstinence works, but I don't know about how well.
I can tell you it works.
No, I said it works. I said, but I don't know about how well it is.
Oh, it works well. Wait, I'm going to bring another caller in, okay? 775.
Hi.
775. Hello.
Hi.
Master,
I just tuned into the show. Hi, I just tuned into the show. I have no idea what's going on.
Okay, is this Maeve?
This is Roz.
Roz, I'm sorry. You and Maeve sound alike. You and Maeve sound alike.
Ooh, not to me, Antoinette.
Every time it's
no,
a
not
name.
You're
That's
thinking
so
of Maeve, not Maeve. Maeve.
Oh, okay. Greetings, Roz.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Good.
Well, thank you for asking. Well, tonight, you know, this is open conversation, but what we were talking about was the health care, and then we went to the different vaccinations, and then we talked about is
abstinence.
From, yes. Yes, because Sister Agonia, who is the co-host on Mr. Talk Show, they did a show today on masturbation. So I kind of piggybacked off of that a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
We approached it from different levels. We approached it from the Bible. We approached it from Chinese sex manual, and we from an energetic perspective, and we approached it from just the regular physical, whether it's good for your health or not, or the health consequences. So we covered it from three different ways.
Yes, and we also have another caller, 313. Line is open.
Okay, that's Adwa.
Oh, okay. She must have hung up and called back in.
Yep, hit the wrong button.
Oh, okay, that's all right. That happens. So, Roz, tomorrow night, and also I told you, Sister Adwa, and Sister Agonia, you already know, we have Dr. Carly on, and she exposed the vaccinations. So she talks about the vaccinations, the food, the chemtrails, everything. And she is a medical doctor that got her degree in New York. So she's a very, very informative lady. So you definitely want to catch tomorrow night's show. You will love listening to her and talking to her.
Yeah, I'm excited about that because I remember years ago when you shared her videos with me. She is very deep. She covers a lot of territory, and I'm really excited to hear that she's going to be on your show tomorrow night. That's wonderful.
Oh, I was so excited when I talked to her and, you know, And she's, you know, I was thinking, you know, next week or, you know, something like that. And, you know, she was like, tomorrow. I'm like, great.
Yeah.
So I am really, really looking forward to that.
Could I ask Sister Ngoni, what was said about masturbation?
Oh, honey, we had a two-hour show. A whole lot of things were said about it. Like I said, we approached it from the Bible perspective. Some people in the chat room, you know, talked about it from that point of view. Then the energy or spiritual energy perspective and health. And most people said it wasn't a sin, and most people agreed that, you know, there were health benefits. And then we talked about the fact that if it's overdone, there, you know, I heard naturopath, I know you know Phil Valentine, Reverend Phil Valentine, he's naturopath, and said that if you overdo it, it can cause acne. And then I read an article online when I was doing a little research for the show, and it confirmed what he was saying.
Said,
and then also said that, you know, if you overdo it, it can make a man weak. But then they said that some doctors are telling men that there's a health benefit for to keep their prostate healthy, because it's like any other organ. If you don't use it, then it can cause problems, you know. And so since there's an epidemic of prostate, especially in black men, I don't know, you know, they were saying that their doctors, two of the guys, said their doctors was giving them feedback that it was a healthy thing for them to do, because if you're not using it or you're not having sex, then they say it's like a backed up, build up, you know, thing that could cause prostate problems.
You know, it's really very interesting when you look at the state of the black community. I'm going to speak specific, and it's not just the black community. I guess it goes across the board of the human race, that there is a disconnection with men and women in general. I'm just speaking generally. That we see the homosexuality, the pervasiveness of it, and then we talk about masturbation, which is an individual thing. You by yourself with a dildo or something battery operated, or maybe just your index finger. The disconnection of our being, the man-woman connection is not just through the penetration of, you know, the penis and the vaginal coming together, but there's so much more in our being connected or relating to one another, developing intimacy, that it just seems that we're on this path of
division. Division.
Division, yes. But it's like we look at the family structure. The, you know, it's mostly single parent households. If it be a man running the house or a woman running the house. There's just not the union, the I don't know. When I think about my parents and grandparents and uncles and aunts and the family structure that I grew up in, that doesn't exist anymore. And we're not even trying to get back to it. You know,
like by design, out of
find some comfort zone in this, being alone by myself, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I was asking you, don't you think that's by design?
Absolutely. That's where I was going, was that all of this stuff, you know, we're programmed, we're thinking that, you know, I'm going to catch some sexual disease, and believe you me, there's plenty of stuff out here. I'm not saying that it's not things that we have to be mindful of, but it just seems like there is a programming taking place.
And we also talked about the fact that we asked the question whether whether the act of masturbation would affect or interfere with men and women, you know, relating to one another, or, you know, if a person just depends on that, then maybe they get lazy and don't want to bother to date a woman or get to know a woman or vice versa, you know. But then also some people brought in the perspective of if a woman doesn't know her own body or is ashamed or afraid to explore her own body, how would she help her partner to know how to please her? So we covered the whole gamut, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was an interesting conversation. It was interesting. But
well, I personally feel that there's nothing like a blood and warmth and the human touch. There's nothing to replace that for me. That's my opinion.
But when you're masturbating, aren't you having human touch?
What?
If a person is masturbating, aren't they having human touch?
No, well, we're talking about an exchange of energy. We're not talking
You didn't say that.
Containing your own energy.
Yeah, I'm just asking for clarification because that's not what you said.
What did I say?
You said there's nothing to replace human touch, and all I asked for clarification was if a person is pleasuring themselves, isn't that human touch too?
Well,
I'm human.
I'm not talking about you just touching yourself.
I get it, but that's not
an exchange.
I get it, but not what
you said. And that takes two people.
Well, I get it, but that's not what you said. That's why I was asking for clarification.
I said the human touch. There's nothing compared to the human. I can rub my feet. But my feet feel much better when someone else rubs my feet.
That now you're clarifying what you're talking about because you know human.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's all good.
As for we're electrical, we are electrical beings, and we have to take that into consideration, even in the masturbation. If I'm masturbating and I'm electrical, what's happening with my energy?
I don't know. We covered that about the energetic part, too. If you abuse anything, you know, it has bad consequences.
Absolutely.
But other than that, you know, beyond abuse, I don't know if what's happening to your energy. I don't know. Now, let me ask you, do you think it's wrong?
Oh, no, I'm not labeling it good or bad. You know, I'm not. I'm speaking of what the physiological aspect of who we are. We are electrical beings. And if that's the case, we exchange energy. Our energy attracts and it repels.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying that your energy is stagnant. Okay? Now, I'll just speak of myself since we're talking. I'm just going to speak on my own experience. The energy, something about it is stagnant, okay, if I choose to play with myself. It's not something that is pleasurable to me. Now, that's just my point of view, okay, because I guess I'm looking for something more than just that. The mechanics of something. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, because it's an individual and personal perspective on the topic. And, you know, some people think it's wrong, morally wrong. Like I said, you know, Bible Benny came from that perspective, from a biblical perspective. Other people don't see anything wrong with it. Some people, you know, feel the same way you do about it, that it interferes with a man-female relations and so forth, and other people covered the gambit about facts of fear of disease and all that, and in today's society, they felt like, phew, you know, my God, even, you know, you don't have to worry about getting some disease or something. So there's all different motivations
But you know what? I was just thinking about the fact, you know, people have warts. You know, warts are contagious. You can have a wart on your hand and masturbate, and you have a wart on your coochie or on your penis. You know what I'm saying? Because it spreads. So, well, I don't know. That's enough for me. I ain't got nothing else to say.
Yeah,
I understand.
It's a sensitive topic for sure. Definitely. We done went from vaccination.
Yeah.
Antoinette, you started this.
No, we were talking about the vaccinations. I was just, okay, yes, I did when I said about the condoms and,
well, and
you know, from what Dick Gregory had said. Pardon me?
You announced the topic on Mr. Talk Show today that was masturbation.
Yes, and that's what they talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkiness was this, is the subject masturbation. But no, Pumpkin, it's whatever you want to talk about. It's open conversation tonight. You know, we just been on today on Mr. Talk there, you know, with Sister Agonia is co-host on. Their topic today was on masturbation. And we were just talking about different things, and masturbation came up in this conversation.
And even that sexual energy, you know, talking about energy, you can move that energy and do so much with it. You know what I'm saying? It can propel you to do things you never thought you could do. You know, if you just, you have an abundance of sexual energy, you can use that in a lot of creative ways, you know. I don't guess I have anything else to say.
Hey. Woo.
But I hate for us to just, you know, deduce ourselves to this below the navel thing. You know what I'm saying? There's just so much more to our being. You know, we have so much power. And
yes,
to me, that is a very low vibration.
Well, it's a personal perspective.
I mean, it's a vibration, and it's personal. But I'm just talking about the kind of energy that we want. We want high vibration.
Well,
I think that we should be striving for higher vibration.
Yes, well, you know what, ladies and gentlemen that are listening, that is a good topic to bring up to Dr. Carly tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I said, that is a good topic to bring up to Dr. Carly tomorrow, you know, when she goes to take
questions. Yeah, that would be.
We'd
get her perspective on it from a medical. That's wonderful. I'm really looking forward to that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and, you know, especially when she goes into the vaccines and, you know, the things that they're made of and the mercury, like you were talking about, Sister Agonia.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the things that are in the food and, you know, just all the things that, you know, she calls them the white coats. Even though she's a doctor herself, she, you know, still calls them the white coats.
Mm-hmm.
And how you cannot trust the white coats.
Yeah.
So it's really, you know, amazing to hear one white coat talking about another white coat, you know, talking about the rest of the white coats.
Yeah. Does she ever talk about male sperm count is going low all over the world?
You know what? I think that has to do with the vaccines, too. You know, something in the vaccines or the pharmaceuticals,
mm-hmm.
you know, pharmaceutical drugs, Mm-hmm. I think I have heard her talk about that, you know, different ways how they're trying to even stop you from even being able to have children.
Yeah, sterilizing, sterilization.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, so if memory serves
those,
me correctly.
They give, have a birth control method where they can give you a shot and for 6 months you won't have a period.
Oh,
we don't
yeah.
know what that's going to the DNA. It might be that, you know, the next generation will not even ovulate. You know what I'm saying?
That's serious,
yeah.
yes.
It's serious.
Mm-hmm.
It's serious.
Well, they're doing depopulation.
That's
you
right.
know, when we talk about this eugenics, which is what it is, and basically genocide of the human population, you know, you first think of, oh, they're going to line up everybody and shoot them. No, they're doing it in all different kind of ways, through the food, through the air, through so many different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pumpkin said that chemicals are causing problems with baby boys, and some
mm-hmm.
chemicals are causing women to miscarry boys. And, you know, I said yes and to the girls too, but she said it's more with the boys. And Pumpkin, I have no reason to doubt you.
Mm-hmm.
But you figure if you make it so the men can't, you know, you kill them off, then who are the women going to have?
Oh, it's over.
Yeah. So I can see why they would want that.
Mm-hmm. But I refuse my mind to give them the power that they're going to be able to be successful at their endeavor. Now, they're doing some damage,
yeah.
that's for sure, but I don't think they can out-God God. What do you think?
No.
I agree. I'm going to bring another call in with us. Area code 775. Trying to get you in. 775? Maybe 775 is just listening.
Mm-hmm.
775, I'll put you back on hold. And when you're ready to talk, just put your hand up. Thank you. Okay. So... yeah, and that's right, you know, because it's up to us to give them the power. You
mm-hmm.
know, if we decide, or, you know, even as individuals, what do you decide? Thank you, Pumpkin. Pumpkin put a link in the chat room for us. Oh, the disappearing mail. I have heard about that.
Wow.
I believe it's a video, because I know I've seen it where they're showing it with the fish and things like that. It is. It's 44 minutes. You know, I'm sorry, and I can't play it. But I know with the fish, I've seen it where they showed where fish were changing, their sexual organs have been changed because of the chemicals and stuff in the water that is causing the fish to change sexes. So, and with the disappearing male, I've noticed even within my own family, it was rare for my family to have girls. And now it is so many girls, you know, and I'm like, wow, what do we have to do to get a boy around here?
Hmm.
You know, we're not getting the boys, but we have plenty of girls. I mean, which don't get me wrong, that it's still great, but it's just, you know, our family was once, you know, it was rare to see a girl come out. Now, I know with my parents, I was the only girl, and I have two brothers, and one of my uncles, he has five boys and one girl. And the rest of them all have boys. You know, my father's other siblings, they all have boys. So it was really rare for a girl.
Have you also, Antoinette, heard about the impact in China of their policy of not valuing girl children as much as males, and now over the decades that they've been having that policy, now there's a shortage of women in Chinese society.
I can believe that. And they also had the policy, what is it, one or two children?
Mm-hmm. And forced abortion,
yes,
if you go over two.
Yes. Sister Agonia, could you take over for a minute?
I'm sorry?
Could you take over for a minute? I have to do take over for a minute. I have
yeah,
to
yeah,
do
sure.
So.
Uh-huh.
Thank
yeah,
you. I'll be right back.
Were you getting ready to say something?
I was going to say there's a, you know, this push for the mixing of the races or the race groups, you know, to if you have a lot of melanin, they're going to, you know, want you to mix with somebody so either offspring will be lighter. So that's very interesting that certain populations have less females, have more males, and then other populations have more, you know, it's flipped.
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely agree that I've said before to you that I think that this, in North America, there's a plan to take North America like the way it is in South America, the blend of, you know, of the beings. Because in my view, there's only one race, the human race, but there's different ethnic groups within the human race, which have their unique appearance or, you know, and characteristics. So I think, you know, it's on the back of the dollar bill, but I forget which one it is. If it's in English, it means one people out of many, but I don't remember the Latin words. There's two different sets of Latin words on there. Do you know which one it is, Ottawa?
No.
Uno, dos, no, not uno, dos. Odo, no, that's order out of chaos, and then there's another Latin term on the dollar bill that represents one people out of many. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I definitely think this is an experiment, a social experiment, or social engineering or whatever. And, you know, South America, they killed off all the indigenous people, and then the people that you have there now are a mixture of those people. And I don't think there's a pure race in left on the earth anyway. Do you?
Well, there are some people who haven't been touched.
Where? Where at?
In South America, there in some there's some groups of people that are so deep into the rain
forest.
You know,
in the Amazon, like
areas of the world as well, huh?
Amazon, you mean like the Amazon forest, rainforest, like that?
I don't know. Maybe it's the Amazon. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I brought that up. We were talking about that one day, and I said, well, you know, they're cutting down an awful lot of trees in the Amazon rainforest, so I'm sure some of them lumberjacks got a hold of some of them girls around there somewhere.
Yeah.
I just don't think there's no pure race left. But I could be wrong. That's just my, you know, my thought on the issue, just my opinion, that's all.
But we've been mixing a long time. J.A. Rogers in Sex and Race, he goes back way back into antiquity about the mixing. So, you know, I don't know if there's a pure race. I really can't say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there is. Thank you, Sister Gonya. I don't think there is anymore.
You're welcome.
But I don't think that there's any real pure race. I don't know. The mixing of the races has been going on for such a long time. You know, it seems
like
forever. When
you say the mixing of the races, think about that statement. If we all come from one mitochondria DNA, the only difference is there ain't no mixing of the races because there ain't no different races, just the human race. What happened was people migrated away from different environments and started mating within themselves and took on certain specific characteristics based on their environment, based on their, you know, then they developed cultures, ate different food, and then, you know, I mean, look over in Africa. okay? The people we call Arabs are a result of mixing. That's all.
That's true.
Yeah.
Or the people that came out of the Caucasus Mountains, and they said they used to come down to the Mediterranean and steal women and take them back up to the Caucasus Mountains. Then when they finally came out, down, and start moving around the world, according to Dr. Francis Cress Welsing, you know, they moved around the world and stayed long enough and discovered that if they had relations with the people that they encountered, that the baby didn't come out looking like them. And so they wanted to maintain their phenotype, I guess you could call it, or whatever. And so I don't know. That's just how she explains it. Kind of complicated.
Yeah. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. But, the disappearing male.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin, thank you for bringing that to our attention. But that's another good question to ask Dr. Carly about. You know, is that the result of chemicals or, you know, what is going on? But I'm looking forward to watching that video.
I am too. But I got one to watch before that one, the one I promised you I was going to watch by Dr. Carly. I ain't going to never get to watch.
Oh, yes.
From our interview.
Or yesterday, the day before?
You sent it to me yesterday.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It was yesterday.
I'm sorry, I didn't. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, which was a very good interview. It truly, truly was. So that's the reason when I tell y'all are just are in a real treat. In the beginning of the show, I had played I'm mad and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And
from the movie?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Network.
And,
that was the name of the movie, wasn't it? Network.
I don't know, because I never saw the movie.
Yeah, it was Network.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I said, okay, well, after listening to Dr. Carly and hearing the information and everything that she gives and that she's telling you what's going on with the vaccinations and everything else, and, you know, the food and stuff, then, you know, you'll be able to say, I'm mad and I'm not going to take this anymore, you know. To do your own alternatives, or, you know, find out what else you can do, or, you know, you can take it, but, you know, it's your choice. How you choose to go about, you know, your affairs, your life, that's, you know, everyone's choice. But it's just, you know, amazing. And then she gives you the documentation and everything to go behind it, and you know, by her being in the medical industry, you know, who else would know better?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm really, really looking forward to it. I truly am.
I am
too. I don't know how excited I am. I'm just so excited.
Yes.
So, y'all have oh, my. After y'all hear, I think y'all will be excited also. Just a moment, and I'm going to open up 561. Area code 561, your line is open.
Okay.
Hello.
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 Give me a minute, please. Oops, sorry.
Sure. No, that's fine.
I just
fine.
Tuned
Take
in.
Your time.
I just came in, and I really didn't hear much of what you was talking about, but I know that I love to listen to you.
Oh, well, thank you. We're just talking about whatever comes to mind. Tonight is open conversation. So we're talking about a little bit of everything.
Well, Antoinette, maybe she didn't hear about Dr. Carly coming to be your guest speaker tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Tomorrow we're having Dr. Carly on. She is she exposes the vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she talks about the chemtrails and everything else. So I am just so excited about her coming on.
What time?
Pardon me?
I want more information on the show. What time?
It's 9 o'clock Eastern time. I don't know what location. What 9 o'clock Eastern, then Central is 8 o'clock, and Pacific, 6 o'clock.
Ma'am, are you West Palm Beach?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My granddaughter lived there. That's why I recognize that area code.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sister.
This is Elvira, Antoinette.
Oh, hello, Miss Elvira.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
I had sent some information through another person to send to you. I hope you got it.
I did. It was rocking.
Good.
Yeah, it was.
Pardon me?
It was excellent. I went to that what they were talking about.
Yes, that's the reason I remember you saying that. That's the reason why I wanted to make sure that you got that information.
Yes. I was one of the ones that was interviewed by that TV station.
Oh, okay. Great. Excuse me for 1 second. Hello, okay. Mr. Talk. I have your co-host on the line with me, my dear.
Greetings, Mr.
Sonia.
Greetings, Mr. Talk.
Miss Elvira, I hope that tomorrow you will be able to come to the show, and that way you can also, you know, ask her about, you know, the things that you have your concerns about.
Yes. Could you give the phone number out just in case I'm not able to get online to get the number?
Yes. You want me to give it out tomorrow or today?
Tonight. The show is tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The call-in number is 718-508-9813.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes,
yeah.
And if you're by your computer, her website is Dr. Carley, CARLEY .com.
Okay.
Okay,
so
good.
I would like to ask her some questions.
Yes,
yeah,
and she is a MD. She is a MD, so she's
right.
Not a BTR doctor. She is a actual MD.
Excellent.
But she has been exposing the vaccinations and how it ties in with autism and everything, and her own son was affected by this, where he became autistic because of vaccinations.
Yes.
And her son is 17 now, I believe, like she said, 17. So, you know, to quote her, you know, being a white coat and working with the white coats, you know, this lady definitely has a lot to say.
I hear you.
Yes,
so that's why they're trying to force people to take they're forcing people to take those shots and stuff.
Yes. Okay, folks, we also have the Jew on with us.
Now, what are we talking about? What could possibly be interesting that I'm not talking about?
Oh, boy, Jew. Now, look, you're not going to do it, okay?
I'm going to do one. Let's talk about Mr. Talk while he's in the room. How about that?
Well, Mr. Talk had a show today. I'm sure that you would have been able to appreciate it.
Why, what was it about?
He had a show today on masturbation, him and...
Isn't that right?
Yes, he did.
Don't your ears burn a little bit when you say that word?
Pardon me?
Don't your ears burn a little bit when you say that word out loud?
Yes, it does.
You rub any kind of salve in your ears to make them burn less?
No, I didn't. Folks, we have 15 minutes. I'll go over overtime for maybe a half an hour.
15 minutes. Where's Perstu?
It's 15 minutes left of the show.
Oh, and then we're going to have a Perstu show?
Well, I'm going to go over for a half an hour, you know.
All right.
The call-in number is 718-508-9813. Again, that number is 718-508-9813.
Who do we have on the line, Antoinette?
We have people on the line.
Well, what kind of people?
People that breathe just like you do.
Talkative people?
They take in oxygen.
People who don't speak what?
Greeting, Jew.
Sister Nagonia.
How are you
here? Oh, lovely.
Good. Hey, before we move on to another topic, I wanted to say something about autism.
Yes.
I saw an amazing video. As a matter of fact, there's more than one on YouTube of this young man. He lives in London. He's of African descent. He's autistic, and they took him up in an airplane and flew him over the city of Rome, and he came back down and drew in detail the city. And he also drew, I think it was either New York or San Francisco, I'm not sure which big city, but it was a matter of
over those cities too.
It was a matter of days before he completed the drawing, but it was minute detail. They flew him up over the city of Rome, I think, for like 20 minutes or half an hour, and he came back down within 4 days. He detailed that city. I mean, you know, it was
shame
amazing.
To watch those parents with the kids that are autistic.
Yes, it was really something. That brings up the question, like autism, you know. Wow, that's a fantastic ability. So he's using a different part of the brain than we do.
It's not worth it, though.
I think you're right. It's not worth it. But that's amazing, though. You ought to see the video.
Don't force those vaccinations on the kids.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you, Jew.
I agree. I agree also.
Now, there would be people that Antoinette would say, oh, we can't talk about them because, well, you know, they're might be gossiping, but there'd be people that would tell you that that's
Jew.
Okay. That giving them the shots is not a problem. And just
no, I do not agree with giving them the shots. You know, as I said, with my own grandchildren, I just cannot get my daughter-in-laws to listen to me when it comes to that.
I thought you just knocked it right into them.
My daughter-in-laws?
Is Sister Ottawa still on the line?
Yeah.
Sister
okay.
Who?
And Sister Elvira, Sister Ottawa, and Sister Elvira.
Elvira?
Yes,
Miss.
Wow.
Yes. So, see, Jew, you're here with all of us lovely ladies.
Yes, who don't like shots, apparently.
And we expect you to be a complete gentleman.
I act as I normally do.
Yes, but I'm telling you to be a gentleman.
Now, I have a problem tonight.
For the most part, you are pretty much a gentleman.
Oh, please. I'm a wonderful example. Maybe we can get Mr. Talk to call in, because I want to pick his brain, what's left of him.
Oh, my. Well, Mr. Talk, you're being called out.
Yeah, I want to pick his brain. Now,
well, let me give him the number.
I'm having a problem.
Since you're calling him out.
He's in the
Mr.
chat.
Mr. Talk, you're being called out. The number is 718-508-9813. Again, the number is 718-508-9813.
He won't call. He needs a mute button. I am not able to stop listening to show tunes. What's going on? Am I gay?
I don't know. Only you can answer that question. I know what your sexual preference is. Why would I be interested in your sexual preference?
I don't know. You're listening to what's-his-name talking about masturbation, so I don't see why not.
That I would be interested in your sexual preference, too?
Well, do you think
that's
I'm gay if I listen
thing.
To show tunes? What do you think?
I listen to show tunes with my grandchildren, so, I mean, I don't know.
Which ones?
We're not talking about Disney World.
Have you played Sweeney Todd for your grandchildren?
Who?
Sweeney Todd. Don't you know about Sweeney Todd?
No,
Jew.
No,
Jew. You don't think that'd be a good show to take your children, grandchildren to?
No, that's for their mothers and their fathers to do.
Sweeney Todd?
Jew, I don't do things. I don't go to places like that.
How about Les Miserables? Oh, you don't go to the Wilmington Opera House? You've never been to the Wilmington Opera House? Is that right?
Yes, I have, years ago. But
and what'd you go see?
For now, Jew, I don't go to places like that because it's too loud. It's noise to me, and it hurts my head. It gives me headaches. I can't take it.
I was hoping you weren't going to say there was too many white people there or anything like that. I was going to get upset.
No,
so,
what's that have to do with anything?
White people are annoying.
I'm comfortable no matter where I go, what type of people that,
I'm,
you know,
now
the
that
color
I'm,
of someone's
now that
skin
I'm,
is not going to make me uncomfortable.
Well, now that I'm black, I get annoyed by all the white people.
Okay.
Excuse me, Antoinette,
well,
but
that's
Mr.
a personal problem.
What did I miss? I'm sorry, Antoinette. Excuse me.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Well, Mr. Talk has
a... They're going to fill them in.
I'm just
what did I miss?
I'm just admitting to my being black, that's all.
Nothing.
Yes, Sister Gonya, do you want to fill him in on what he missed?
No,
Father,
I don't know.
Father Polonia is black.
You're the host.
Jew would like for you to call in so he can pick your brain about your show today.
Who are you talking to?
That he missed. And
no,
other
not his show.
Matters. I think he wants a male voice to talk to.
No, I just want to pick apart Mr. Talk because he seems to be quite a bold character with a mute button.
He doesn't use a mute button. He uses
a
gun.
And it's stupid. It's stupid. I hate that.
I love it. I think it's wonderful.
It's stupid.
It's different. Like, with all the gunshots going out in the inner city, killing our youth, our brothers and sisters, now that I'm a black man, you think the sound of a shotgun is appropriate?
Oh, come on, Jew. Don't go all ballistic
Jew,
on us.
You hear that in the country.
On the
you
show.
Hear that on television.
Thank you.
By the way, I'm drinking tonight China white tea. Delicious.
Okay.
Did you know that China white tea is the highest in antioxidants?
No.
I didn't know.
It is the least processed type of tea. Did you know all tea comes from the same bush?
I think I've heard you talk about that.
Pardon me? Did you know all tea comes from the same bush?
No, I didn't. Excuse me,
do
we have another caller?
It all comes from the same source. Is it Mr. Talk?
Yes.
Oh, I heard.
Okay, excuse me. Area code 254, your line is open.
254, where's that?
I don't know.
It don't matter where it is. What do you want, man?
Well, it does matter what it is.
Hello, Mr. Talk.
As a fellow black man, I feel the need to discuss these things with you.
Oh,
I'm here doing some research, minding my business, and he come on here bothering me. What do you want, man?
I'm bothering you? You want me to call your show every day?
Wait a minute. Hello, Antoinette, and hello, co-host.
Hello,
how
Mr.
are y'all
Talk.
This evening?
Greetings, Mr. Talk.
Antoinette is the host and the co-host.
So what do you want? What do you want, Jew?
Yes, I see you're in the state of Texas near the Waco. Did you know the lady who got her parents shot and killed because they wouldn't let her carry a gun into the Lubies? Do you have a Lubies near you?
I don't want to talk about that. Yes, we had a Lubies, but I don't want to talk about that, Jew.
What's the best food that Lubies served?
Depends on what you want to eat.
No, I'm asking you, what's the best thing that they
serve? I don't know. I don't go to Lubies. I don't
you
know.
Never, wait a minute. Are you telling me you never ate at a Lubies?
Well, the only time I was going to eat there, a massacre happened. So, no, I don't eat at Lubies.
And am I correct in pronunciation? Is it Lubies or Lubies?
Jew, you said it right the first time. I'm not going to play this game with you. Do you want anything in particular?
You sound a bit perturbed there, Mr.
Well, Drew, can I talk to Mr. Talk for a moment?
Well, just give me a second. Why do some people call you Eric, and some people call you Mr. Talk?
I guess it's what people feel comfortable with calling
me. Well, because he never lets me talk. He always mutes me for some reason.
Okay, well, Drew, before I mute you.
Are you afraid of what I might say, Mr. Talk, Eric?
I'm not afraid of nothing no man is going to say. So,
No. I want to put you in a small room with T.J. Sotomayor and see who exits.
Okay. Now, Mr.
Okay.
Talk.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Talk, tomorrow, I'm sure that you've heard already, but we're having Dr. Carly on. So the topic of your show, I had suggested to your co-host, Sister Agonia, that would be a good question for her.
A good question for who?
Dr. Carly.
Dr. Carly. Who is that?
In other words, Mr. Talk, she's saying that the topic we had today on the show, masturbation, she thought Dr. Carly would be a good person to ask her feedback from a medical perspective.
My hands are starting to get itchy. Is that indicative of anything, Eric?
I agree 100%.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, that would be a good question. I don't know what you're talking about.
Why do you think my hands are starting?
I don't know. I don't want to have to mute him, but he's going to cause me to, and I'm not going to give him any warning. I'm just going to do it.
That'd be horrible.
Hey, you can borrow my shotgun.
Yes, it would, so. No, that's okay. I don't do guns, but thank you for the offer.
Okay.
Just a moment. We have a 111. Let me see who the 111 is.
Scare me like going walking into a Ruby's and having somebody shoot
me. Okay. 111 block caller or Skype caller, your line is open. Who am I speaking to, please?
What do you do?
I can't hear you, so if you don't tell me who you are, honey, I'm gonna put you back on
Hello?
I'm gonna put you back on hold.
It's Brown Beasley.
Oh, Blunt Squad, what up? It's us, New York.
Oh, hello, Jay.
Blunt Squad.
Greetings, Jay.
Yes, hello, Jay and Mark.
Does he smoke
and
blunts? Is that
John?
Why he calls himself Blunt Squad?
I don't know, Jay.
How you doing?
To the point, and we'll tell your ass off with no hesitation. That's why.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am a black man just like you, Mr. Talk.
Of course you are, Jew. You come from Africa like everybody comes from Africa.
Exactly. I have
determined
that I have black blood.
Excuse me. We have 3 minutes left in the show. Please call in. We're going to go a half an hour overtime. The number is 718-508-9813. Again, that number is 718-508-9813. And we have joining us Galactic Scientists and AllFax.
Maybe AllFax can help me out.
Let me ask you a question.
Can AllFax help me out?
Jew.
Call me Black Jew. Thank you.
Black Jew, what do you think of this computer glitch, man, that's going on with this website not being up to par 2-3 days later?
Well, I would say that whoever managed it screwed it up.
There's a company in Canada.
Oh, okay. Excuse me, y'all.
Hold on.
And to knowledge, your line is open.
What happens is, you have
and it's 90 seconds left to call in, folks.
When you have programmers putting together a massive website like this, nobody does the whole piece. People do little pieces of it. So really it comes down to the project manager, the project management, and whatever they were using.
Well, according to Mike Fair, when he covered the subject, it was a company in Canada that was responsible for the project. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that may be, but there may be somebody in the government that's also running as a project manager that's overseeing the entire project.
You could be right, Jew.
So it falls on not the individual programmers. It falls on the management.
I was saying it was a company in Canada involved.
Well, that may be.
Okay, excuse me again, y'all. Excuse me, 561... You are open also.
Except I did hear that the company in Canada is a very big contributor.
Hello, Ms. Elvira. Excuse me, June.
Obama.
Ms.
I was
Elvira?
Answering.
Yes, dear.
Sister Ngonya's question.
Okay, I wanted to
father
know who
you.
I was.
A black Jewish priest.
Okay, Jew, we have to set some guidelines down for you. Now, for tonight, while I am still hosting the show, when I ask you to refrain from talking, I would appreciate if you would do it. If not, then I have to continue to use the mute button on you since I don't have Mr. Talk's gun. Okay, now let's see if the Jew is ready to come back in and behave. But hello, Jay
Abby.
And
how you doing?
Mark. Tomorrow, 315, your line is also open.
Thank you,
tomorrow
Internet.
Night. You're welcome. Who are we speaking with?
Pumpkin.
Hello, oh. Pumpkin.
Hello.
It is good to hear your voice. Pumpkin.
Thank you.
Hey, Pumpkin.
Happy Halloween.
Okay, tomorrow night, as I said, we're going to have Dr. Carly on. I'm going to put her website in here for y'all. For those that were here that did not, those that just came in that did not hear before. Pumpkin, she got her license and everything in New York. She went to medical school there.
Oh, she did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dope over here. Cost a lot of money to go to school here.
Yes. So she is a whistleblower on the vaccinations and everything else.
Oh, that's interesting.
So,
what they
yes,
call it now,
you know, she talks about the food. And, you know, I put her website in the chat room for y'all. And I'm going to open the Jew back up, and let's hope that the Jew is going to be a gentleman.
Well, I was going to say, I'm a serial masturbator who listens to show tunes. I need help.
Okay, Jew. Now you want me to block you in the chat room, too. That was Mr.
How
Talk.
You doing, Antoinette? Mr. Antoinette, how you doing?
Hello, Allfax. How are you?
Look how nicely you
pretty
talk.
Pretty good.
Man.
Hello, Allfax. I got the Jew. I hate him.
Oh,
well,
you know what, Jew?
Now,
you need to stop it because I talk to you the same way.
He's on the show. I hate him.
Jew,
wow.
You get ready to get muted again now.
Greetings, Michael.
Well, how you doing, Ngoni, Mr. Talk?
Doing
everybody
good.
On the line.
Say hello
I
to
ask
Father Bologna
you?
There, Michael.
Wow. You know
okay.
What? You could never tell a child to behave in kindergarten class. You could never do that.
Why?
He couldn't because he can't behave now. Listen, I want to ask you guys a question. Have you guys been having trouble in your overtime? Has it been cutting off early?
Yes, I believe
I
it
know
has.
I heard Perry mention that too. Yeah, mine did it again too. I like to address
our service probably.
No, no, right, but see, yeah, glitches. But see, they're not knowing it now. I know we pay for our regular standard, but it was a standard that we would give an extra overtime hour. Now they're cutting us off, and unfortunately, I thought
what
I had. I supposed to go off 11:30, and now I went off
screen
at 11.
Screen capture the contract you did online and send it to them.
Well, no. I've already tried to. They only have sites from 7 to 7. They don't need the lines are not busy. They only work from 7 prime time to answer calls, and they're not addressing me. They're not emailing me back. Plus, I had to start my show. So this is like the fourth time it happened to me. I know I heard Perry mention it also. It's crazy. You know, I just wanted to know if y'all was having the same problems also. Cause, I mean,
yeah,
like
I know one night
time,
I remember having that problem.
Right.
I hope that's not the case for tomorrow. When
well,
Dr.
Yeah,
Carly's on.
Yeah, because the standard, if you have a two-hour show like Ron has, you automatically get a whole hour in overtime, and it's cutting off. So, but I'd like to let you know I will be, starting back up at 12 midnight. So that's all I wanted
okay.
to say. Major. But this glitch thing I was talking on my show, is it totally a clusterfuck,
I'm sorry, could you not use that kind of language around Antoinette? Masturbation.
I do not correct anyone's language. They, people talk the way how. Now, if I'm talking to you one on one, that's different.
I just mentioned masturbation.
I know, thank you. But could you please let?
Maybe it wasn't the masturbation. It was the show tunes, wasn't it?
Okay, Jew.
You take exception to the show tunes.
Well, flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Oh, my. Alfax, you want to continue? I'm sorry, dear.
No, I'm good. No good. No, I'll address them later. No, I'm not going to take it. I just wanted to ask you guys that. I'm just going to be listening and, you know.
Yes, well, I hope that you'll be able to join us tomorrow. Alfax, I hope you'll be able to join us tomorrow night for Dr. Carly. You're in the chat room. I put her website there. She has been exposing the vaccination.
Hold the what?
Who?
I don't
Pardon
say
me?
It, Antoinette. Antoinette, I don't
okay,
say it.
Okay, let me do it again. Let me do it again. But it's
I see it now. I see it now. I see it
oh,
now.
Okay, okay, good.
I thought
but,
it was in there. Okay, I thought it was in
there. Yes. Yeah, so she's been, by her being a MD, you know, she's exposing what the other MDs are doing and the pharmaceutical and everything, so she's a very, very good speaker, you know, very enlightening.
I hope that she really hits on the pharmaceuticals, too.
She does.
I mean, because that's a big problem, and people don't realize it.
Yes, she does, Pumpkin. She, if you go to her website, I believe on her website, I know she has a lot of information on there that you can look up, but she also has, you know, from other talk shows that she did and MP3s and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, she hits it all, even to the chemtrails and everything.
Good.
Yes, you know, what they're doing to the food, you know, what they're doing to the animals. You know, she even talks about the vaccinations that they give to pets. You know, and how it all began and, you know, what it does to the body. And, you know, some things from the vaccinations that we got as children that you don't feel it till 30 years later.
Well, look at the thing with the chicken pox, right? They say that you can get the shingles. Yeah.
Shingles.
But yeah, we
yes. And I never had chicken pox. So I know when, you know, my grandchildren, you know, I was always worried about, don't get them around me, don't get them around me, because I never had. Now I found out they have a vaccination for that. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
What is our first name? What is her first name?
Wait a minute, I gotta think. What is her first name? Rebecca.
Okay.
Rebecca Carly, MD. And her website is in the chat room for you, Alfax.
Antoinette.
Yes, ma'am.
What happened to Cynthia?
Cynthia didn't call. Pumpkin called in. Maybe that's who you heard was Pumpkin's voice.
No, I'm thinking of Cynthia. I haven't heard her voice for a while.
No, I haven't either.
Mm-hmm.
I hope all is well with her.
I do, too.
Because, no, I haven't heard her either. And I apologize for last night, folks, but I was just tired. I'm sorry. I just couldn't do anything if somebody paid me to.
We all have those days.
Yes, I was just too tired.
You ain't getting paid for this. Don't worry.
No, but I mean, I try to really stress having a time and, you know, it's there and, you know, being prompt and everything. And but I just couldn't do it.
Get a shot
and
of
D12. And unfortunately, I just learned how to go in and edit it. Tonight, Ron walked me through it to do it so I could have the announcement for Dr. Carly for tomorrow. So I didn't think about, you know, I didn't know how to edit it, you know, to tell y'all that there was going to be no show, but I did cancel the show.
Answer that.
Made any sense. Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Mm-hmm.
I was laughing,
yes,
because
ma'am.
I was looking in the chat room. You see what Jew put? You see what Jew's name is tonight?
Yeah, he's been that for a while.
Oh,
he's Mandingo.
Okay. I never saw that before.
Yes. Remember, he says that now he's black.
Well, yeah, I heard him say that tonight, but I've never seen that name before in the chat
room. Yeah, but he's been using Mandingo for a while. So
no,
you
got to
watch Jew. Jew comes in many forms and many names.
All right.
You just don't know what you're going to get.
Much
he's
like
a chameleon.
Satan.
He's a chameleon.
Much like Satan. Comes in many forms, many names.
Negro.
I am the Mandingo Gigolo. Spelled incorrectly.
Oh, now you're a gigolo, huh?
Well, I'm a gigolo with a J. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what that means. That could be the show tunes thing.
Oh, well, Lord, I hope they don't have any show tunes like that.
I've been listening
so, Jew,
to Wicked.
Are
Wicked
you
going to
be
really
at the show tomorrow night?
Is Dr. Carly a vaccination specialist?
She is a medical doctor. She's an MD. She was a surgeon.
MD. Why isn't she a surgeon now?
Well, let her tell you her story.
All right. I'm always up for a good story.
And her first name is Rebecca.
I'm up for a good show tune. I'm up for a good story. Anything goes.
Okay, but Jew, you do know you have to be on good behavior.
Yeah, I won't be gay tomorrow, but I might be gay later tonight.
Okay, well, you know what? I told you I don't care about your sexual preference, but you're not going to be
fascinated with
acting foolish tomorrow. No. You're not going to be acting foolish tomorrow.
Do you give that same admonition to Michael of All Facts fame?
I'm giving it to everyone, okay?
Who, when Debbie Daly, listen to this, when Debbie Daly had a porn star
there you go with
on
your
her
BTR
show.
Gossip.
No,
there
gossip.
You go with your BTR gossip.
She
dude,
had a porn star on the
you.
Show. That's a fact. That's a fact.
Dude, I don't care.
Michael asked if...
Okay, enough about that. I don't want to hear about nobody's porn stars and everything else. Lord, have mercy. I'm sorry, Jay, you got to talk up, sweetheart. It's hard to hear you.
That's Mark. That was Mark.
I'm sorry, baby.
I was singing. I wasn't saying anything important.
Go ahead. Okay, are you going to sing to us?
Really rapping. When you said enough about that, I thought about this song from EPMD. They say enough about that, let's get on to something better. If it gets warm, take off the hot sweater. If you want some water, I'll give you a cup. If you don't want it, then burn the hell up.
Oh, my.
It's a rhyme. It's a rap song from back in the days. So when you said enough about that.
Oh, I never heard it.
Yeah, EPMD.
Oh, okay.
From Jersey.
Oh, okay. I think Kirk Franklin came out of Jersey also, didn't he? Kirk Franklin and the family. I know they came to my church in Jersey and bridged it. And that's when it was Kirk Franklin and the family.
Okay.
And they sang at the church, which was great, you know, and that was before they started making music and, you know, making records.
Right.
And things like that, yeah.
That was back in the days, huh?
Yes, that was back in the day. Back
that was
in the
Jersey then?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Came to our church in Jersey.
So you're originally from Jersey then?
No, originally from Delaware.
Oh. Delaware, okay.
Yep. Went to Delaware, to Arkansas, to back to Delaware. But I don't remember Arkansas. So anything that you ask me would be useless to ask me.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was my father's military years.
How's Delaware?
Delaware's all right. It got its quirks just like every other country. I mean, might as well be a country. Every other state, every other corporation is, you know, Delaware's. But everything's incorporated in Delaware. Did you know that?
Really?
Yes, even the United States is incorporated in Delaware as a religious corporation.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Everything is, all your ABC groups and everything else, everything is incorporated in Delaware.
Okay.
So I don't know what that says for Delaware, but maybe because it was the first state to start a nation, to start this whole corporation thing off.
Right. Probably.
Yeah, but everything comes through here, you know, to be incorporated.
Right. Interesting. I've been to Delaware for that was a year ago. I went to Delaware like probably 15 years, maybe more, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago.
And you went to the city?
Yeah, the city. I was actually doing a rap show out there. I was selling T-shirts. That's what I was doing.
Oh, okay. See, I don't go in the city that often, so. Lord, I haven't been there now in years, but when I was younger, I did. I would go in the city a lot.
Okay.
But teenager. But then when I got older, no. Okay.
Remind me of sort of like Texas when I went.
Really? See, I've never been to Texas. You hear that, Mr. Talk? Delaware reminds Mark of Texas.
Every time
wow.
I've been, I just passed through Delaware on the I-95.
Mm-hmm.
That bridge, that Delaware bridge, there's two bridges, you know, but it's really one bridge.
The Memorial Bridge? Is that what you're
so,
talking to?
But it's like, you know, it's 2-3 lanes by itself, and then the other side, you know, it's its own, too.
Yeah.
When
yes, I remember when I used to pay toll going over there to go to.
It's too expensive, too. They're getting expensive with the toll.
Yeah, I haven't been across the bridge in a long time now.
By the time you get from New York to Florida, you spend more than $100 in toll.
Crazy.
I can believe it. Going to Virginia is a lot.
Gas. The gas you might have to fill up 2 times. Two probably, depending what kind of cylinder or vehicle you have. You got a truck.
Yeah.
I remember when we used to go by bus, and it took, a whole day, and they would have to fill that bus up like 3-4 times. I was like, damn.
Wow.
Yep.
Did you all know that a lot of the toll money is going to foreign nations? Spain is one of them.
A lot of these foreign nations are buying highways. They selling the highways.
Right.
Yeah, well, they're selling everything.
You know what I mean? Yeah, they selling highways. You know, there was a big investigation. I mentioned this in the past. George Washington quit. Port Authority. There was some money being missing. They were trying to raise the price, so they did an internal investigation. They found out that the Port Authority officers was paying themselves overtime. They were making more money overtime than they were on their regular salary. So they was paying themselves, and they was supposedly going to launch internal investigation and make them pay it out or find another way. And what happened? It disappeared, and they raised the fare from $8 to $14.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Raised it anyway.
Into New York.
Yeah, I know they had
New
that.
York, but you got to pay to come in. And it's really like seven,
you do the math, it's like seven going, seven coming, if you're coming back. So, but at the end of the day, is really, you know, it, to enter New York, whether you're taking a tunnel or you're taking that bridge, you're going to pay about $12, nothing less.
Yeah, I know in Delaware, how it used to be, I'm not sure if it's still the same, to leave Delaware, it didn't cost you anything, you know, to go to Jersey. But
right.
coming back from Jersey to come over the bridge, that's where it cost you. Well, to get back into Delaware.
Right. I know that to get into Philly from Jersey is a big toll, too.
Yeah, because
like
you pay.
Cross that bridge, I don't know what's the name of that bridge, but it's the bridge that goes right into downtown Philadelphia, Chinatown. And that
I think the Ben Franklin, but I'm not sure, so don't hold me to
exactly
that.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Exactly right. It's a blue bridge. And, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, these people, they get away with it, and it's like they're supposed to fix highways, they're supposed to fix bridges, the infrastructure's breaking down, and they steal money. It's like, wow, the biggest criminals are the ones that run the system. It's reality.
Antoinette.
Something happened to the United States.
Yes, ma'am.
Something happened.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt whoever that was speaking.
Oh, it's okay. It's
that's
okay.
Smart.
I was just saying something happened to the United States. You know, we got when people lost interest in the people and everything else, you know, for the future of America. You know, it's crazy.
Profiteers.
Brother, you behind time. America's gone.
Yep.
Excuse me?
Is now the United Soviet States of America.
Wow. Oh, I didn't know it was a Soviet state.
Exactly.
It's
coming
it's
in.
Registered as a religious corporation.
Well, I wanted to ask you a question to see if Mr. Talk was still on the line, because he's there in Texas, and I wanted to know if that TT-35 highway is still being worked on. I know the people in Texas shut it down a couple of years ago, but I wonder if it's starting back up, because, you know, when they were talking about the North American Union, they were trying to run that through Texas all the way through Mexico and all the way up to Canada. And did you know it's supposed to be like 4 football fields wide, and it ran right through Waco where the Dravidians' land was, right straight through that land.
I don't know if he's on the line, but he is in the chat room. Mr. Talk, are you still on the line? Maybe not.
I have a question.
Yes. Pumpkin, correct?
Okay, yes. And I don't know who was saying it. It was a female, a woman.
This sister is only speaking.
Okay. Talking about in Texas and so forth, this highway that you said was supposed to go from Texas, New Mexico up to Canada and that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to go through the area of Waco, Texas?
No, it wasn't supposed to. It was. If they continue the project, it will run straight through where the Dravidians had their land. I saw it on a map.
Okay, do you know if this highway project came to birth before all our wonderful little federal agents went into the Dravidian place in Waco?
That's what I said. That's
well,
do you know? I'm just curious.
That. It's crazy. They could have planned that from back then. That's what I'm saying. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's
well,
what caught my
pumpkin,
attention.
No, I don't know. I know the physical project didn't start until after Waco, but I agree with whoever that was speaking that they probably had a plan, because they planned 100 years ahead of us, even knowing anything about what's going on.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Sister, excuse me, Pumpkin. Sister Agonia.
Yes, ma'am.
You asked about, Mr. Talk is here, but he's only in the chat room. So
okay.
You asked about a highway.
It's called the TT-35 highway, which is the one we were speaking about.
TT-35.
Runs right Dravidian land. And it's 4 football fields wide, and they're supposed to have a water pipe where they're supposed to run water up either from Canada to here or vice versa. I don't remember which one. Now, there was a lot of activity about this on YouTube a couple of years back, well, maybe even 3 years back, because the people in Texas got together and they said it started here in Texas and we're going to stop it here. Because what it was going to do, it was going to cross some states. It was going to cut off part of Texas and cut off part of another state, this highway. You know, it was going to redraw some boundaries or, you know. So they put a stop to it. They organized and they rallied and they put a stop to it. But they warned that these kind of things go away for a while, but then they seem to come back. So I was curious to whether Mr. Talk knew anything about that since he's there in Texas.
Well, I put it in the chat room. I asked him, well, I didn't ask him, I just said, the TT-35 highway that is 4 football fields wide, do you know if they completed it?
Oh, no, they didn't complete it. I wonder if there's any more activity No, they put a stop to it,
okay.
But I just wonder if they were, you know, if they were starting to see some movement or anything going on, you know, trying to complete that. You don't think they're just going to give up, right? And they were going to. What made me think about it was when you guys were talking about the tolls, because they said that Spain would be the one who would be getting the tolls off that highway, and they were discussing how much it would cost the people that live there just to get to work. See, what they're doing is they're shutting off highways to little small towns, little rural towns, and they're bypass towns, and they're killing their economies.
It's just like the first new lane that they have where you pay a certain amount and you have a toll and you get special priority.
And they were saying it was going to cost them a lot of money.
Excuse me, Sister Agonia.
He said they're still
working on it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yep. Are the people still fighting it? Are the people still fighting it, Mr. Talk?
He's only in the chat room.
I know, but he can hear me.
No.
So he can write whether yes or no.
No, he can't hear you because we're in overtime.
Oh, okay. All right, I see.
Yeah. So I'm
do it
I'm picking the question.
Sign language.
I do not know that much of sign language. My daughter does, but I don't. I know a couple of things, that's all. Unfortunately, I wish I would. I don't know it though.
Thank you, Antoinette, for putting that question in the chat room.
Yes, he says some are, but they are fighting a losing battle.
Shizzle, my nizzle. For a shizzle. Fight against the
government. Okay, I remember that. Mark, I should remember your name.
But for Shizzle,
yes,
my nizzle?
Yes, wasn't that Snoop Dogg or something?
Yeah, he used to say that a lot.
Yeah.
That's right. You got it right.
Yeah, I heard that. My youngest brother used to play him all the time.
How you know about your hip-hop? Antoinette know hip-hop. Let me find out.
No, my youngest brother used to play that. I thought he was rap. Didn't he do rap?
Yeah, it's rap.
Yeah,
but
my youngest brother
used
to play that mess.
Hip-hop, I mean, it comes from hip-hop, you know, so I say hip-hop.
Yes, Sister Agonia, Galactic Scientist said you can't fight projects of that size. You'll never win.
Yeah, I agree with him. That's why I said they said that they ran them off for a while, but, you know, that they were expecting that they would come back. That's the same way they operated in the EU. They would bring something out, the people would have a referendum against it, and then they would let some time pass by, even though they had a referendum, and they would go ahead with whatever they wanted to do anyway. So that's why, I agree with you, N2K, Galactic Science. Sorry about that.
They made a bridge in the Florida Keys, over ocean. Come on, you know, and that's for the rich people. So, it's not impossible.
Say that again, please.
I said that they made, you know, they were able to make a bridge or highway that would go across all the Florida Keys. You know, and that's practically.
You sound real far away.
Yeah, you done. See, and I was thinking it was me.
Mm-mm.
That Mark.
She phone. Sorry, ladies. They made the Florida Keys. That's what I said. Florida Keys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They
have a lot of things they can do, but the point was, the point I was trying to make was, and the point that Galactic Science was making was that whatever they have in mind that they're going to do, that they plan half a century before we even can think about what they're doing, they're going to get it done, whether you have a referendum, whether you like it, whether you fight it or not. That was the issue. That was the point.
Hmm. So do you think that's the same thing with their agenda? Okay, Mr. Talk heard you. He said, oh, maybe he was answering Galactic Science when he said very true. So do you think that every agenda that they have out there, that they're going to complete it?
Well, no, I don't think that because I refuse to think that. You heard me say earlier that in my view, they can't out-create the creator, okay?
That's right.
I just wanted clarity
on that, Sister Agonia. I just wanted to make sure you were still Sister Agonia.
Yes, ma'am.
I think if we do the same, we can do it too. I mean, I know a lot of people that plan way ahead of time and were successful in whatever they were doing. You know what I mean?
I agree with you. It's just that we got to wake up. There's not enough people that are aware and are self-educating themselves because a lot of people, just like they can't take this type of information. They call it negativity. They don't want to hear it. But that's what's going to have to happen. People are going to have to know what's going on. How can you solve a problem if you don't know what the damn problem is?
I think it's right. But I think all this right now with what's going on, I always say it starts with you. You know, I mean, the only one that can make the changes right now is you and for your family and friends
mm-hmm.
and so on. But as far as the whole community getting together and working together, I don't think it's going to happen. It's going to take time for that. Because, I mean, they already done divided us and conquered with that, you know. Everybody's taking different directions.
We're saying the same thing. I said there's not enough people aware because they're not self-educating, you know.
Because
it's frightening.
Right.
Frightening to a lot of people. It disturbs for a lot of people, and, they just can't deal with it. And then a lot of people are so engaged in just pure survival, man. They don't have the fortitude to be able to deal with this. I mean, this is some crazy stuff. Listen, I've been checking into this stuff for a number of years, and I'm telling you, I put myself in the hospital going down the rabbit hole, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, I'm serious. I mean, because what it did was I was so obsessed with it, researching that it just consumed me at one time. So I can understand why some people just don't want to hear it because it can get serious. It can go into overdrive.
I always said you got to understand that it's crushing your illusions, man. That's what it do, You're thinking one way and planning to do certain things for the future for your kids and so on and so on, then you find out that all that might go down the drain. It can really affect you.
And it does, and I think that's the reason why it's so hard for people to accept it. I know that's the way I was for myself, because my son tried to tell me things for years.
Yeah, I remember you used to tell me that, too.
Oh, Lord, excuse me. And I wouldn't listen to him. So now when I find things out, and I tell him, he's like, Mom, that's old.
Well, I think eventually we'll all have to be faced with the truth of reality.
Yes.
Turn your head for so long, but it'll smack you in the face sooner or later.
Yes, and that is so true.
Mm-hmm.
Through the food, through the air, through the water, with the fluoride and everything else, then education and, it's just so much that it's overwhelming.
It can be.
Especially for young people. you know, that are starting out, you know, with high school and, you know, making plans for college and for careers and things like that, and, you know, to be bombarded with all of this information, which is they need for their lives, but, okay, where's the future for them?
Right. But it's like, it's almost like, I think, I always said, it's like, you know, all this is being prepared for them to get used to whatever, you know, life, if they ever do succeed, for them to get used to that type of life, you know. I think it really hurts us more, you know, that we grew up a certain way, you know, believing in the American dream
time.
And all that. With them, they're going to set it up for the new generation coming up so they can get used to it. Now, whatever they bring up and whatever they're doing, they're going to just have to get accustomed to it, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's why I say it's the United Soviet States of America coming online.
It's just like, I mean, you got to think about it. Like,
excuse me, galactic scientists said they will adjust just fine because it would be all they know. But galactic scientists, I'm referring to the young people today that they know what it's like to have so-called illusion of freedom.
Oh, right.
Now, for the ones that are, you know, my grandchildren and younger, you know, they can be transformed into, you know, where through education and everything else where, and the drugs and everything else that is
what's
in their system.
Those are going to be, they're going to be the revolutionaries. They're going to be the ones that are going to be teaching them, you know, what things are and so on and so on. And from there, it's going to be history repeating itself, you know. You're going to have the young ones that are revolutionary because they hear the stories from, you know.
Yes, and that's what galactic scientists have said. The easiest way to change a system is through the youth. And I agree with that. You know, and I, you know, just like I, you know, I sit and I think about, you know, there'll be a time when, you know, my grandchildren will, you know, ask me, Grandma, what was freedom like?
If you can get them to listen to anything you say.
Yeah, how about it?
Get them out of their iPad.
Yes. Look,
and by that time, they'll have chips.
Yeah, that's the reason why I told them girls about them vaccinations, because you don't know what they're putting in there, but they could be putting it in there. Pardon me?
It could be a gift and a curse, these iPads and all these computerized, because in one hand, you want to keep them, you know, up to date with technology, but yet I think that there's a time and a place for everything.
Do you know they have I think it's a 4G. Now, I don't know about all this high-tech stuff, so forgive me if I say the wrong word here, but there's some kind of phone that they're now, they have an application where you move it, you move your screen around with your eyes, not your finger.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, Dr. Carly had talked about how different things is going to cause seizures and stuff like that, and that's a part of the document that I had sent you, Sister Egonia.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, y'all, I can't recall the document right now, but tomorrow I will bring it to you.
You want me to go look it up for you so you can put it in the chat room now? I'll go on my inbox.
No, it's 11:38. No, that's okay. It's 11:38. And it's a long document.
That's already happening because, you know, in some video games, they mentioned that. They say if you see while you're playing the game or if you could catch a seizure, even on the website, any kind of games that they have, they'll let you know and say if you feel dizzy or if you catch a seizure, you know, to stop playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you have that. It's crazy.
Yeah, because I know my son has a 3D television. So when I come over, you know, they make sure they turn it off and stuff like that. You know,
could you catch a seizure?
No, well, they said that I had one before. I don't remember. So I take seizure medicine.
Oh, okay.
So,
well,
you know, I can't watch television in the dark or anything like that.
My younger brother,
you know, you can't be in the dark. Pardon me?
Really? My younger brother used to catch a lot of seizures. My younger brother.
Sorry to hear it. Yes. Did he outgrow it?
No, he's fine. He don't catch any more seizures, though. He's good now.
Yeah, that's why I said he outgrew it.
Right, I guess. You know, he was taking medication at one time when he was younger, but then he stopped, and he's doing a lot better now.
That's good.
Oh, good.
He's a breakdancer or shit. So,
oh,
imagine.
Good.
Now,
yeah, see,
Galactic. Sorry, Antoinette.
No, go ahead. No, I was just saying I want to be weaned off this medicine because when they said that I had a seizure, it was in 99.
Really?
Oh.
I always say what heals all kind of sickness is, you know, how you eat and love, man. Love is the
mm-hmm.
biggest, you know, healing force for any kind of sickness.
Yeah, that's true.
Can't be that fake love. That'd be that real love.
Yes, that's most definitely true. But unfortunately for my situation, when I had the seizure, it was due to an abrupt brain aneurysm.
Wow.
So, yeah, but I'm fine now. And that was in 99.
You're really blessed.
Yes,
yeah.
I am. That's why I said what the devil meant for my bad, God turned it around for my good.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, my son got suspended for one day. My problem child. My youngest son at that time. He was my problem child. And he got suspended for one day. And that one day I, you know, just had this headache that I couldn't, you know, I called into work and everything because I just couldn't, you know, I couldn't get up and drive or anything because my head just hurt it too bad. And I passed out in front of him.
Can I ask you a question, Antoinette?
Yes.
When they were going to do the operation, did they tell you, like,
I was in a coma. I was in a coma.
You was in a coma? Really?
Yeah.
So basically, did you have to learn how to talk when you got out of that again, or were you 100%,
no.
Or were you?
I was fine. The only
That's
thing
amazing.
That it affected, yes, the only thing that it affected was my short-term memory.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you were
And
good,
the fact
man.
That I had headaches. And then I had another one 2 years later. And, you know, that's when they just told me I'll have headaches for the rest of my life. And I could never do secretarial work again.
Mm. And did they say what caused it?
They said for me that it was probably hereditary because my grandmother had two. You know, on my father's side. And a lot of my, two of my aunts, I believe, and my uncle, they had aneurysms, but they had it in their stomachs. Well, one, yeah, I think they both had them in their stomachs.
Wow, I never heard of that before.
Yeah, well, you know, oh, boy, okay, remember Three's Company, the guy, Jack? He had an aneurysm in his heart.
Wow. So I guess it has to be blood vessels, huh?
Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Where it burst. So the second one, they
wow.
had caught it in time.
Okay.
Yeah,
why,
so it's
know,
just...
Sometimes just, you know, stressing stuff and getting upset.
Well, they told me what? That the aneurysm, that I could have been born with it, or I could have had it as a child, you know, just grew up with it. It's just
right.
when it decided to erupt.
Wow.
You know, they just burst. You know, it just happens.
Right.
But I know my mother-in-law had, you know, told me to, you know, after the first one to, you know, to keep check on my blood pressure, make sure my blood pressure stays under control and things like that. And
well, I have a family member that they did a brain operation, like, because she was, it was something like with one of her veins up there or something like that. I don't know. They have to put like something like a balloon or something because her brain
mm-hmm.
was full up. They have to put a balloon or is that a vein?
Did she have a tumor?
It's not a tumor, really. It's something like what you're talking about, but they have to put
a
balloon.
Are you talking about to check to see if she had an aneurysm? where they do a angiogram?
No. They have the operator, and they put this thing on her head. It's like a balloon because they said when the brain swelled up in that area, it will touch against the skull. So they put like this balloon thing there, so it won't, you know what I mean, rub against the skull.
Oh.
If that was to happen, weird, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow. Uh-huh. So all the, you know,
I've heard of something like that, but I can't think of what it is.
Isn't that called encephalitis or something like that, when the brain swells up?
Oh, yes, you're right, it is.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, itis is always infection. And thank you, Galactic Scientist. It was John Ritter.
Right.
That was of Three's Company that had an aneurysm in his heart.
That's right.
I had known, I think, one or two females that they had an abrupt aneurysm while they were giving birth, and they had died.
Mm.
So I said, well, I was fortunate it didn't erupt when I was having my children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. But I'm okay.
We're having a baby. Good, make one.
Yes, Lord. Oh, my goodness.
Woo.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord, I don't even want to think about that. Oh. Mm. Wow. Oh.
Mm.
No, that was horrible. The labor was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Sister Agonia, that was just a horrible
And
night.
You know what? When I had my first child, my husband and the doctor was in the next damn room watching the daggone football game.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Get that nerve.
Uh-huh. I'm in there.
Now, you know, with my daughter.
Think I'm going to die.
Watching a football game.
Watching
now?
A football game, y'all.
Is he watching a football game now?
Huh?
I said, is he watching a football game now?
I have no idea. I said when I had my first child, that's my first husband.
I hear you on that.
Yeah. We were young. I was 19.
Yeah. Well,
I was just
going
talking
when
about
I had
so much pain. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was horrible. My last two were C-sections.
I bet.
I had my first son.
Well, my,
go through no pain.
Well, my, pardon me?
So when I had my first son, I ain't go through no pain.
Well, I guess you won't.
Were you in the delivery room with your lady?
Yes, I was.
Good for you.
Yeah, but I guess you didn't feel any pain. Only thing you could have was sympathy pain.
A lot of joy.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, afterwards, truly gone through hell to come out to the blessing. Oh. Boy.
So I give it to you. I give it to the women, though, man. You know, for real, for real. I think it's like incredible what a woman goes through when it comes to that, you know, giving birth.
Yeah.
Women are the true warriors.
But you know, I had heard somewhere, or I read, so I'm not sure which one, that for a woman giving birth is the closest to death that you come without actually dying.
Yes, I've heard that too. You're the bridge between life and death at that point when you're giving birth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and remember, Sister Agonia, I told you I almost died giving birth to my daughter.
Mm.
Where I felt myself, and, you know, the only time my mother has ever been there with me when I had my children, and, you know, for some reason or another, I wanted my mommy. I didn't want anybody else. I wanted my mommy. And, you know, my mom just said all of a sudden she had this strange feeling that came over, and that, you know, the nurse even told her, you know, if something should happen, we may have to rush you out.
Wow.
You know, so my mom, you know, the doctors and stuff kept calling me, but I only heard when my mother called me. And then I didn't want to come back, but she just kept calling me. And I, you know, being disrespectful in my mind. You know, it was like, man, let me answer this woman so she can shut up.
You felt like you were slipping away?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, because I even felt, my, you know, my body and stuff getting cold, but it was just so peaceful. It was just a peace that was just, you know, it was just great. It was truly, truly just great.
Mm.
But, you know, I heard my mother.
She
I heard
was calling
my mother
you
calling
back.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's why I said, well, it, you know, had to be a reason for her to be in the room, you know, out of three children. You know, my
you
children.
You didn't get to make it to the glory.
Nope, and almost left, you know, in 99 and didn't leave then. So I said, well, God has a reason for me to be here.
I'm a firm believer that when it's your, if it's not your time, I don't care what happened. I've heard of people surviving airplane crashes.
Yes.
Right. Right.
And be the only survivor and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when your time comes, your time comes. That's it. Just
yeah.
That's
then
right.
Then you're going to go regardless.
You.
Yeah, and that's something that I try to, you know, express to my, especially to my sons, you know, where, you know, they get worried and everything all the time. You know, and I tell them, you know, no matter what, when it's time for me to go, I'm going to go.
That's why we should focus on living instead of dying.
Right.
That's
the only guarantee is life and death.
I'm saying it again?
Yeah.
Well,
not life and death. No, not
life.
Look at the babies that are aborted. They never get a chance at life.
Oh, no, they do. They get to live for that moment that they're, you know, in the womb and all that. They're living, right?
Yeah, well, that's true.
Right?
They just don't live outside the womb.
Only guaranteed thing is life and death.
Yes.
But what about the point between those two, see?
Yes. I did a sermon on that before, the dash.
You call
what does your dash represent?
Mm-hmm. Your dash?
Now, what is your dash going to represent? Yes, you know how they have the year you were born, and then they have, you know, when you die on the tombstone?
Mm-hmm.
And what is your dash going to represent?
That's an interesting word, because really, it does like a dash, because, man, the time is so fast.
Yes. You know, from the scriptures, it says, boy, oh, boy. Now, you know this is terrible, because like a vapor. You
mm-hmm.
know, you know, if you take a spray bottle and you spray it, and as quick as you see that spray come out, that's how quick it is going. That's how quick our lives are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so. In the scheme of things.
Yeah.
You know, when you think in terms of billions and billions of years or eons.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like,
you know, I mean, even though I'm not giving a sermon, y'all, but, you know, I think that's something that regardless if you're whatever you consider yourself, you know, Christian, Muslim, non-religious, you know, whatever. What is your dash going to represent? What kind of life are you living that is going to represent that dash?
Galactic Science says, I want my dash to be blank. I have no desire to be memorialized.
I mean, because, I mean, that the only thing, right, the only way I see it is that whatever you do here, because every cause has an effect, and every thing that happens for a reason, right?
Yeah.
So I think whatever you do and whatever marks you leave on the planet, that's it. You know what I mean? Once you're gone, you're gone. So, I mean,
right.
I think
that's your dash,
you know?
Your mark. That's your
right.
And
whatever,
this mark talking.
Kids, and if it's, you know, whatever. I mean,
yeah.
You think about it. I
but
mean,
how you live your life?
Killer,
what is your?
Even a killer leaves a dash. You know.
Right. So it's what is your dash going to represent?
Right. Mine's going to say bad to the bone.
Well, I hope not, dear.
Bad to the bone. bad meaning good.
Okay.
You know, that's too bad, right?
Mark,
right,
when you,
you know,
when you get
bad.
A chance, when you get a chance, I want you to go to the etymology. .com, and I want you to look up the word bad, or go to the Webster's 1928 dictionary and look up the word bad.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, what does it say?
I mean,
what does it say? Share with us.
Hermaphrodite. Bad. Hermaphrodite. Womanish man.
Oh, really?
Is what bad means.
Hermaphrodite was a being
person with
that
both organs. Had both organs.
No,
but
I thought Hermaphrodite.
That's not the only thing that it means, though, right? It means other things, right?
Look it up. That's what the original meaning of the word was.
Do you know what
okay,
the
I'm
original
sorry,
meaning
you're
of the
correct. I said the wrong word. It's not hermaphrodite. Oh, boy. Sister Gonya, can you say that word? That
I'll try.
Hermaphrodite.
Thank
no.
you.
Hermaphrodite?
H-E-R-M-A. Hermaphrodite. You're right. Hermaphrodite. Yes.
Hermaphrodite, right. Okay, now check this out. Do you know what the original word blessing, what that meant?
Cursing.
No. Blessing meant death.
Death?
That's what that really means, yeah. Death.
Oh, okay.
Now, collect
the time. When you tell somebody bless you, you're really telling them death to you.
Oh.
Real. Shut up. Back in the days, that's what they used to say. You're
going
to be blessed.
Okay, I can believe it because I heard Yapa Bay say that, you know, she does not say bless. That's one word she will not say.
Right. The
so
we do,
I am going to look it up. Thank you. I believe you, but I know she did say she will not say it.
I heard
right.
that it was a curse, too, and I wasn't cursing you when I said you were blessed when you didn't pass
right.
from your aneurysm.
Yeah.
But I was speaking
yeah.
your language yeah. since you're a minister.
It was a human sacrifice yeah. for blood that had to be run at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a human sacrifice, and it would say blood. That was the Romans and stuff. Back then, they used it, and they say you'll be blessed, or we're gonna bless you, and that was death. Okay,
right.
So
that's
now,
the way they
the
use.
Right word, they say, you
that's
say
the way they
something.
Use it. That don't mean we have to use it that way now, though.
Right. Listen, I'm sorry, Mark. Listen,
baby.
Be careful. I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry, sweetheart. We have a couple of minutes, literally. If I can get all the way up here, and I still can't tell you, but we only have. Maybe 2 minutes left. So I'm sorry I don't have time to give everyone closing statements. So what I would like to say is I thank y'all for coming. I thought I was alone by myself for the longest time. So thank y'all for coming. And I certainly hope that y'all will be here tomorrow at 9 o'clock because Dr. Carly will be here and I am so excited. And I think y'all will be very excited also with her.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, Antoinette. I'm really happy for you that she's going to be a guest on your show.
Oh, I am too. I am so excited. And Ron is going to be here tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I guess we'll have two guests, huh?
You know,
the
Ron.
And
thing.
Dr. Carly. So I would like to thank y'all for coming to the Ron Rex Show. Ron and I appreciate each and every one of y'all. And we look forward to seeing y'all tomorrow along with our special guest, Dr. Carly. So have a good night, folks. And I will see y'all tomorrow.
Thank you, Antoinette. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Sister Agonia. Good night, everyone. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.